This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Hello, this is Joyce Meyer. You know, many people go through their Christian lives miserable, defeated, and depressed. But I want to show you how God's Word has given each of us joy and victory if we just live life in the Spirit. Join me right here every weekday, and let me show you how you can truly start enjoying everyday life in Christ.
Enjoying everyday life with Joyce Meyer at 7:30 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21, a professional, is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force, and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499.
También hablamos en español.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business. Taking care of...
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbus, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Oftentimes, we'll get a word from God 3, 4, 5 years ago, and then something that we've heard in our life, and we keep living off of that word in our life, and we end up living off of what God said instead of what God says. Y'all ain't gonna shout me down. Come on, amen. I mean, the Bible says the New Testament was committed to the apostles' doctrine. Everybody say the apostles' doctrine. In other words, they didn't have 15 fundamental truths that you had to follow in order to become a Christian because the Bible hadn't been written yet. Come on, huh? What they were doing was moving with God and hearing God while they were moving, and then they were being committed to what they were hearing God was saying. They were committed to the proceeding word of God. As God spoke, they acted in faith. God said, do it, they did it. God said, speak it, they spoke it. God said, go there, they went there. God said, raise them up, they raised them up. Come on, amen. That's why when Peter writes his epistle, he comes along and he makes this statement. We not only preach the more sure prophetic word, but we preach what Peter calls the present day truth. Everybody say the present day truth. It's the word of God made alive today. Amen. Or the truth that God is activating in this season, or the truth or the word of God that is being activated in this generation. Amen. Huh? I mean, see, there are some things that God is saying to us that he is building in our lives, line upon line, precept upon precept. He's building our lives actively by the Holy Spirit. Amen. I mean, some of y'all came out of the Word of Faith movement. Some of you were born out of a traditional denomination where everybody had to wear robes. Some people come out of Lutheran churches. Some people come out of Baptists. Some people come out of Methodists. Come on, amen. How many of the Lutheran church was born out of the revelation that Martin Luther had? And when he had the revelation, revival swept across the land. Come on, somebody, amen. How many of the Methodist church was built off of the revelation that a man named John Wesley had? And begin revival fires begin to burn in the church. How many of some of the early Pentecostals were born out of the holiness movement that happened on Azusa Street in the early 1900s? Presbyterians from the revelation that John Knox had begin to start a whole worldwide evangelistic revival. And what happens is we build all these things into our lives, and they become doctrinal foundations in our lives for where we were. Where we were. How many of you know that during the time when all of these great movements started, churches that were in the midst of those movements would have people lined up for hours trying to get in to hear the word of God? And some of the biggest churches that were built 100 years ago, people would wait days to see God move in the Methodist church, to see God move in the Presbyterian church. How many know you can go to London today, or you can go to New England today and walk in some of them churches that are still standing today, and 30 people will be there on Sunday morning, and it's as dead and dried up as you ever wanted it to see? Why? Because they were living on the preceding word of God, not the proceeding word of God that God is saying today. They were living on yesterday's manna, yesterday's word, and when it bore its fruit, it didn't bear anymore. Come on, help me, somebody. Come on, amen. So not only do we have to have heard God, but we need to be hearing God. We have to have an appreciation for what God is saying in his word to us today. Somebody said, well, if it's not in the Bible, I don't believe it. Well, listen to me. Everything that Jesus said and everything that God said is not in the Bible. It's the truth. One of his disciples said it himself. If we wrote down everything Jesus said, there wouldn't be enough libraries in all the world to fill the books up with that we would have to write. So everything that God said and everything that Jesus said is not in your Bible. Come on, amen. I mean, a long time ago, Time Magazine, back in the 70s, put Oral Roberts on the cover of the magazine, and the caption read on the front cover, it said, "Does God still speak to people?" What do you think? Listen to me. If God was going to stop talking to you and I, why would he say in the New Testament, "My sheep know my voice"? If he intended to quit talking, why would he tell you to know what he sounds like? Come on, somebody. Amen. God is still speaking to us today. If he wasn't going to be talking to us, why would he say things like this? To him that has ears to hear, let them hear. Everybody go like this. Woo! God must still be speaking. So if the problem is that you can't hear God, it's not because God is not speaking, it's because you're not listening. Somebody said, well, why do we have a Bible, Pastor? Well, I'm glad you asked. The reason why we have a Bible is because the Bible reveals the nature and the character of God. That's what the Bible does. It reveals what God's character is. It reveals what his nature is. So that means that if you hear somebody preaching something, or you hear somebody teaching something, or you're preaching something, or you're teaching something, and it ain't lining up with the Bible, then you can rest assured that it's not the word of God. It's not really his character, and it's not really his nature, because it don't line up with his word. That's why we have the Word of God. If we didn't have the Word of God, then the devil would put somebody up that would say, hey, this is what God wants to say to you. And he would lie to you because the devil is a
liar.
Praise the Lord. It has to line up with the Word. So there's a lot of things that ain't in your Word. There's some people been brought up in traditional church. They believe if you don't have Sunday school at 9 o'clock and church don't start at 10 o'clock and you don't do worship songs and then receive an offering and then preach, then you are out of the will of God. There are people that will leave your church over that. Come on. If I was to get up in here in this church on a Sunday morning, I say, everybody, we're not going to have church on Sunday morning anymore. We're going to start having church on Monday morning. This is what God said. You need to go ahead and rearrange your work, rearrange your job, rearrange everything you do. We're going to close the school on Monday to have church on Monday, and we're going to have school on Sunday. That's what we're doing around here. How many know there'd be a lot of people didn't want to come here no more? Because we get set in our ways. I don't mean it's in the Bible. There's nothing in your Bible that says to have church on a Sunday. But churches all over this world have church every Sunday. I have not found it. It is not in Scripture. It's not in the Old Testament. It's not in the New Testament. Thou shalt have church on Sunday. But we all do it. Come on, amen. Is everybody all right? So a lot of us have religious traditions that we hold that have nothing to do with the Word of God. He said, if you're really going to live and you're really going to survive this crisis that's going on in your life, you cannot be bogged down in traditions. You've got to know what the Word of God is, and you've got to know what is all peripheral. You've got to be able to distinguish the church from the difference of the Word. The church is a tool to preach the Word, not the other way around. Come on, amen. Listen, when I was little, people would fight over the craziest stuff. What color the choir robe's going to be? My God, when we decided to get rid of hymnals and go to an overhead projector, I'm telling you, people got upset and left. That is not the Holy Spirit. We will sing out of these hymnals. All we did is put a light up there on the board and wrote on the magic marker the words to make it easy for everybody so you didn't have to hold a book so you could clap, and everybody got offended. When we went from pews to chairs, here they went. Right out the door. That ain't God. We sit on pews. People fighting over the color of chairs, fighting over the color of carpet. Committees having all kinds of problems, leaving and peeling out in the parking lot and burning rubber. Because they couldn't make their mind up over whether the carpet ought to be bright orange or lime green. Because that's what it was in the 70s. Come on, somebody. Amen. If you had a TV in your house, you were going to hell. If you went to the movies, you were going to hell. People used to get up there and preach about television. They say, don't you go home and watch your television. Yeah. Every Pentecostal preacher in the United States of America was coming down on TV. You better not watch TV. You're going to go to hell in a handbasket. Here we are 60 years later, and every Pentecostal preacher in America wants to be on one. Come on. People fussing about Facebook and social media and live streaming. Can you imagine if the Apostle Paul had a Facebook and could live stream? Look what he did with nothing. He didn't even have eyeglasses when he couldn't hardly read. He was writing with big old letters. G-O-D. L-O-V-E-S-Y-O-U. Because when he got old, he couldn't even see. Can you imagine if the dude had some contact lenses and a Facebook page with a little live streaming camera, what he could have done? We got to know how to preach the Word. We need to preach the Word in every avenue, every faucet, everything that God has made available to us. We can't afford to be stuck in tradition. We got to preach the Word. Somebody say, preach the Word. Listen, if we're going to survive, ladies and gentlemen, we have got to stay in the house of bread, the place of His Word. I know some of you in here, some of you tonight in here, you got it all together and you don't need to hear this. But for the rest of us, man, I hope you get it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because there are some of us in this room when the pressure begins to build, when life begins to squeeze on us, when we feel the hands clapped around our neck and we're gasping for air and we don't even know what's going to happen. And the doctor walks in and he goes, I got to give you this report. And he goes, it ain't looking good. It's terminal. You got 3 months to live. And he signs that piece of paper that says cancer, terminal, and hands it to you. You better know you got some bread in your house to stand on. Because if there ain't no bread in the house and you get news like that, you ain't going to be able to stand. Come on, somebody. Amen. When that kind of word comes, you can't pack up and run to Moab. You got to get in the house of bread. You got to get in the place of His presence. You got to get your faith on and begin to cry out to God.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
I think half the problem is sometimes we want to reduce the knowledge of the Word of God down to the culture. We're always trying to fit the Word of God in the culture that we live in. That's why people got all kinds of crazy sins in their life. They've taken the true Word of God and they've molded it and twisted it and crimped it and moved it and dialogued it and pacified it and crushed it and stretched it and put it in their heart so they can live in the sinful condition they live in. Can I tell you, when you do that, that is not good bread. That is moldy bread. And if you keep eating the moldy bread, it will kill you and it will expose you, and flies and maggots will come up out of your body when you die. Somebody said, that's too hard. That's too hard. Yeah, that's good for you. I don't want this church to be built on the three healthy steps of easy living. You ain't gonna find that in here. Come on, amen. I want to be in a place where the presence of God is revealed. Come on, amen. I want to know His truth. I want to know His power. I want to know His Spirit. I want to be connected to God. I want to cling to Him when things are good and when things are bad. I want to cling to Him when I'm way up, and I want to cling to Him when I'm way down. I want the delightful blessing and favor of God in my life. The truth is, today is most of us don't want to go to the church no more where we get offended. I don't want to go to church. They offended me. Let the preacher point out my faults, and that's it. I'm out the door. I don't have to have this. I live in the United States of America. I can choose to go to whatever church I want to. You can't make me go there. Come on, amen. We don't want nobody to confront our lifestyle. We get mad. I'm going to go to another church. He can just talk to the hand. Come on, somebody. I know what I'm talking about. That preacher offended me. Huh? He made me mad. Did I make anybody mad? Well, good. Good. Because in that, you will be challenged to have to make some decisions for your life, whether you're going to live by faith and overcome with the fruit of the Spirit, or whether you're going to let that offense rot in your life and cause you to be bitter instead of better. Come on, amen. Listen to me. If you're dying, if you're lost, if you're living in a cave and you can't find your way home and you ain't got no compass and you ain't had nothing to eat for 5 or 6 days and you need somebody to rescue you, you don't need somebody to come in that cave and tell you how wonderful you are. You need somebody to get you out of that cave and clean you up and put some clothes on you and put some food in your belly and give you a warm place to sleep. What good would it do for me to walk in that cave and look at you and go, "Oh, I'm so sorry, you're hurting. Everything's going to be all right. Okay, I'll see you later." But that's what we all want at church. And we've developed this non-confrontational theology that says, "I can't get in your business because I might offend you." Well, hello, that's my job, to offend you. That's what truth does. It offends. Most truth will upset you before it can liberate you. The truth is, if I'm not doing my job, if I'm not offending you, then I'm not doing my job. Come on, amen. If you can sit in this house for 1 year, for 2 years, for 3 years, and still have an offense in your heart, still live in a place of sin, and not sit in conviction, then I'm not doing my job. I'm harming you. That's not godly for me to do that. That's ungodly. Because now I'm trying to build a church on a dog and pony show and popularity contest because I want everybody to love me. When the truth is I shouldn't be concerned whether or not whether you love me. I should be concerned whether or not you're learning how to overcome in your life and make what God has called you to be in your life. Because if you're ever really going to get to the Boaz, the Kinsman Redeemer, if you're ever really going to get to the Boaz in your life and begin to move and operate in the kingdom, you're going to have to learn how to overcome some things and stop running from them. Because that's where the place of victory is, ladies and gentlemen. That's where the place of victory is. Anybody can run. Anybody can turn tail and get out of town. Come on, somebody, help me, amen. Somebody said the other day, "I don't know why so many people come to Truth Church and then so many people leave." It's because God brings them in here in the infancy of their relationship with Him. They sit here, they get truth, they get revelation, they get excited. And then all of a sudden, after all the peripheral stuff gets off, God starts dealing with the things they don't want to change. And when they get to the place with the things they don't want to change, then offense comes in. And when the offense comes in, out the door they go. "Ain't my fault." They need to get it right with God. Do I love them? I love them. Am I sorry to see them go? You better believe it, because I know they're walking out on a destiny, and wherever they go, they're going to start right back at zero and have to go through all those 2 years that they just went through with me, with another pastor, with another church, with another leadership. They're going to walk through the same kind of stuff because God loves them, and He will not let them get out from underneath His grace, because He's bringing them to an appointed end, a place of destiny in their life. So how many of you believe that? Praise the Lord. I'm not angry. I know I sometimes sound angry, but I'm really not angry, man. I just feel like we're in a place where if we're really going to impact our city and we're really going to see this thing take off and we're really going to see our church change Fort Pierce, then we got to grow up on some stuff. And we've got to realize that every opportunity that comes to us that is full of pressure and stress is just that. It's an opportunity. And if you'll stay in the place of His Word and in the place of His presence, when you get through the other side, you move to another place of glory, another place of understanding, another place of blessing, another place of favor. Guys, I'm not making this up. I live this. I am the consummate person of reject. I used to get rejected so easy. I still deal with it. I used to have so many insecure feelings. I still deal with that. But God's been raising me up year after year after year after year after year. I can look back on my life and see how He helped me overcome them things. And every time He helped me overcome something that was inadequate in my life, I had to deal with the inadequacy in a place of pain and pressure. And if I didn't deal with it, if I ran from it, it came back to my life months later and I cycled through it again. But when I learned the lesson, when I learned the lesson to stay in that place, my place of the Word and the place of His presence, faith in that carried me through to a place of victory. See, there are no victories that come without battles. Jesus already won the war. We're not talking about the war. Jesus already won it. It's over, finished, done. What we're doing now is trying to occupy the promise. And there is a battle in your life every day to occupy the promise that's over your life. And it is the fight, the Bible calls it the fight of faith. And you can't play by being unengaged in the fight of faith. Some people say, well, I'm just not going to fight. Well, then you're still going backwards. Everybody all right?
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.